And let's talk now about the St. Patrick's celebrations closer to home and hopefully a bit warmer for us all here. Our reporter Joe Caulfield joins us now with a roundup of some of the headline events happening this weekend and also some of the lesser known gems, Joe, is that right?
Yeah, I've picked out a couple of very interesting ones. So we'll start off with Dublin, but like there's loads going on. Far from being the old kind of run-of-the-mill parade on St. Patrick's Day, most places are now doing a full weekend calendar of festivities. So in Dublin, look, the parade this year is expected to be absolutely massive. Hopefully will attract about 500,000 spectators. There are 4,000 participants. The parade will feature a special pageant celebrating 40 years of Pavey Point. The Grand Marshal this year is actress Victoria Smurfit. Across the weekend, there will be music, comedy, theatrical performances. But there's a bit of an emphasis this year on street performance and live theatre. So I spoke to Row with the Flow and Gabrielle Augusto, who are performing a live fire and lights show this weekend. So it'll be happening every day over the weekend. It'll be live.
That sounds fun.
Oh, it's so cool. So I spoke to them. I'm going to let them tell you what to expect.
What Gabrielle and I are going to be doing is a short LED performance, and then we're also doing a fire performance each night. So kind of get the best of both worlds. You get a bit of flashy lights if that's what you're into. But if you're more into the kind of raw energy of fire, stay along for a bit and you can see the fire shows. It's much more kind of obviously explosive. Fire is exciting. Everyone loves to watch a bit of fire. I think it really connects with kind of some of the origins of this island and culture. I think it connects to a lot of people, fire. So.
Well, that sounds great. What about the rest of the country, Joe?
Yeah, so moving then to Munster and in Cork, there's plenty of live music, performances over the weekend, building up to the parade on Monday. But one thing that I have to highlight here, because it's close to my own heart and many's, I would imagine, there is a celebration of Italian 90 at the Cork Opera House on Sunday. So all of the boys, the band are back together. Yeah, it's actually billed
as... Yeah, a few weeks ago talking about
it. Yeah, so like Niall Quinn, Paddy Bonner, Ronnie Whelan, and it is an evening with the greatest football team. It'll be brilliant. So, look, that's on in the Opera House on Sunday. Look, how can you go wrong? They're looking back at Italian 90, recounting their fond memories. If you want to have a look at the full itinerary of events on Cork City Council's website, it's corkcity.ie.
What about Limerick?
Yeah, so Limerick is quite unique in that it has not one, but two parades. So there is the usual St. Patrick's Day parade on Monday, but on Sunday, bands from as far away as Texas, Colorado, Washington, and as close as Clonmel will take part in the 53rd International Band Parade. So parades through the city, goes on for about 2 hours. There's a huge collection and assortment of bands. And one woman who has been taking part for the last 30 years is Lindsay Gaffney from Banna Clonmala.
So we've got about 130 members, band members and colour guard. We've got three big buses coming to Limerick on Sunday, basically ranging from 8 to 18, maybe 20. So there's anything from a pipe band to, like, there's a fun band there. I think they're the pajama band or something. They're there. There's every age group. There's bands from all over the world. Everyone just arrives on and just lovely big crowd. And it's just nice to play to a big group, I suppose. You know, and I think Paddy's weekend is a nice weekend because everyone turns up on Paddy's weekend. So there's always loads of people. And it's just nice for the kids to play to a big crowd and for everyone to be clapping and enjoying the day. It's nice.
And St. Patrick's Day, there's an interesting festival in Killarney, isn't there? St. Patrick's Day is for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And Killarney's St. Patrick's Festival are really celebrating that. On Sunday, they're having Ablefest, which is Ireland's first ever inclusive music and arts festival for people with additional needs and their families and friends. So I spoke to co-founder of the event, Shay Casterly, about how the festival came about and what it entails.
Basically, Ablefest was set up by two dads who have children with disabilities. We found people with children with disabilities and extra needs don't have all the facilities in place at festivals so they can attend. So we decided we'd overcome this hurdle and put our festival together. We have various activities going on. Jake Carter, he's topping the bill to play at 3 o'clock. We have various musicians, workshops, drumming workshops. We have dancing tents. We have carers area. Lots of different stuff. Animal roadshow is taking place, and we also have a huge art display and activity.
Well, that one sounds like a must if you're near Killarney. Talk to us about the West being awake this weekend.
Well, when is it not on yet? Come on. In Galway, there's loads going on. They have a special festival village in Eyre Square. There'll be free outdoor concerts and entertainment all weekend. Really family-friendly events. On St. Patrick's Day in the city, this is really interesting. There's Bádóirí na Cladaí, which is celebrating Irish and Nova Scotian Gaelic traditions. Wow. Yeah, it's really cool. So there'll be music, poetry, Galway hookers in full sail in the Cladaí Basin. And this is to highlight the deep historical ties between Ireland and Nova Scotia.
There is something gorgeous about a Galway hooker out on the water. Yeah, it's gorgeous. So Ulster, what's happening there?
So starting off in Derry, there's the St. Patrick's Spring Carnival. So live music, performances, comedy events, fireworks shows, all happening there. In Belfast, we have the St. Patrick's Day Ceilidh as part of Belfast Tradfest. Again, they have some Irish language events for Shocking the Gaeilge, which is obviously going on this week, and there's trad music throughout the city. But if you want to do something a little bit different, you can celebrate St. Patrick's Day with a trek up Slievemish or Slemish, where the legendary mountain where Ireland's patron saint once tended sheep. So if you're on for it, you can do a 1.5 kilometre round walk to the summit. So it's not that much of an exertion, but you can walk quite literally walk in the footsteps of St. Patrick.
Any other events finally, Joe?
Yeah, there's one that I'd like to highlight today happening in Newhall around lunchtime. There will be festivities including Irish dancing, traditional Irish music and a Ukrainian choir made up of 30 Ukrainian refugees who came to Ireland fleeing the war.
Lots to celebrate and something for everyone. Joe Caulfield, thank you.